The topic that we're going to talk about tonight is there any living in other places except this world that we are living in? But in order to explain this topic, I have to talk about a lot of other things in order to get to this topic. Okay, you have to bear with me until I talk about this specific thing. First of all, the Midrash tells us that Hashem yatsar beguf adam kol ma shebara ba'olam. Hashem created in human being everything that He created in the world. Part of it is created, not all of it, created inside the body of a human being. And in other words, Hashem has He created us as a human, but at the same time also everything that is inside us is part of this world. The world, the small world, is us. That's what Hashem created. But the Mefarshim explain that when Hashem created Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon was created completely like the way it's supposed to be. And it wasn't a small child, then it became bigger and bigger and bigger. He was created completely the way that this, that a normal human being is today. It's a very interesting Midrash Talpiot. It says also the humans that are created, there are differences between Jews and non-Jews. How is it? What's the difference? It said that people normally have 32 teeth, right? You have 32 teeth in your mouth. But people that are non-Jews, they have 33. They have 33 teeth there. So why is it like that? Said because the Lamed Ben Netifa Chokhmah, the Jews, the reason they are 32, because we have, there is a row to the Chokhmah, and the 32, there are 32 rows to the Chokhmah. And Jews have that. But the non-Jews, they have only 33. I never counted, I have no idea. But this is what the Midrash Talpiot says. That's what the Midrash Talpiot explains. Also, the Arab Ben Ishchai says that also people that they have a long beard, they are more closer to Kisei HaKavod than people that have shorter beards. And then people that they have mustache, or if they have a shorter mustache, they are closer, their picture is more closer to Kisei HaKavod than people that they don't have. Keep this in mind, all this what I'm telling you. Now, where is the Adam is created from two different things, neshama and guf. You have body and you have soul. And where is the what does neshama mean? Neshama, the Zohar HaKadosh explains that neshama divided to five different pieces, right? Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya yechida, right? This pieces, the five pieces, each one by itself is a chelek, is part of the neshama of a person. As we said last Masai Shabbat, two few Masai Shabbat ago, that we spoke about the Gilgulim, we said that everybody has nefesh, ruach, neshama, right? But chaya echida, nobody got to that point except Moshe Rabbeinu and Adam HaRishon. That's the only people that got that piece of the neshama. They are the only one that they got it. Now, there's a machlok, an argument between the philosophers, the neshama of the person. Is it in the heart of the person, or is it in the head of the person? Is it in the sechel? Is it in the brain of the person? Or is it inside your heart? It's a machlok. Some say here, some say there. But Rabbeinu Bachaye says that really neshama of the person is connected, is between your heart and your brain. This is what the neshama of the person is. How do we know that? It says, Rabbeinu Bachayi explains, that you see a lot of times when people want to think, they want to say something, they have to put their head down, right, to connect their head and their heart together in order for something, a chokhmah comes out. And a lot of times it says that people have to scratch their head, right, when they want to say something, they want to come out with something that is chokhmah, they have to scratch their head. Why do they have to do that? Because the heart and the brain, they are connected to each other. When you scratch your head, you're making that connection between your heart and the brain for this chokhmah to come out. They also said that when a person goes to sleep, shina, when a person goes to sleep, all the koach of the nefesh, the neshama of the person, goes in inside your heart. Because the brain doesn't work, then the heart works. And that's why when a person wakes up from sleep, you see all of a sudden is up to the people that they get up in the morning, they are not happy. A lot of them, they are not live yet. Takes time. And also a lot of people when they sleep, they put their hands like that. They sleep like that. They are also not connected. That's the reason they do that, because they want to connect their heart and their sechel together in order for the neshama to work. So also, you see a lot of rabbis or people that they learn, they play with their beards, right? What is the beard has to do with anything? Why they play with their beard? He says, the Eben Ezra says that the reason is because the heart, the beard of a person connects your head, the middle of your head and your heart together, right? When you play with that and you scratch it, you touch it, that also makes the connection between your heart and your brain together, and then the neshama starts working, because the koach of the chokhmah, the brain of learning, is inside the neshama of the person, and you have to get the neshama to work. In order to do that, you have to connect the heart and the brain together in order to work. Okay. Now, through this we understand that when a person is considered dead, is the person considered dead when the brain is done or when the heart stops? If the neshama of the person is connected, both places, heart and the brain, together, when is the person is considered dead? Because of that, a lot of people say that the heart is the main place that the neshama of the person is, and some people say the mach. As I said before, the neshama is the machlok, is it in the heart or in the brain? But what the Rabbeinu Bachayi says is really both places. You need both. Now the key is, when do you know that the heart and the brain doesn't work? When you don't breathe, right? Then you know that both is dead. Therefore, according to halacha, when a person is considered dead, when you stop breathing. It has nothing to do with the heart and the brain. When a person stops breathing, then you know the neshama is done. Are those all these questions today? Heart, brain that is considered dead, heart is considered dead, that's considered, really has to do with how do you breathe? Do you have a neshama? Are you functioning as a human being, or you are not? Now, therefore, as the side question, what would be a case if you have an evil person? Yeah, the guy is a Rasha or Merusha. I would be the best possible example of that. Let's say Hitler or Yasser Arafat, right? Any of these, or today also there are a few people out there. But if we get their heart out and transplant it inside the person, is that person going to have the same neshama of the person that transplant that heart inside to this person? Right? is all you get. Let's say you have somebody that Rachman Nisan needs a heart transplant. You go to hospital, they say, we got a heart. The heart is some guy that you don't want to have anything to do with him. They say, we got his heart. Do you want his heart, do you want to get his heart, or is the neshama of that person is really going to be that person's, or you going, is something else? The lot of poskim hold that once the heart is out and is not connected to your brain anymore, you are different. This heart is not the heart anymore. It's a different heart, different human being. Therefore, if you take that, the heart of somebody, the rasha, and transplant it to somebody that, or somebody else, then the person that got that heart is not going to have the personalities of, or the neshama of the person that you got the thing from. We also understand that the human beings, the way that Hashem created human beings, is very specific. The Tiferet Israel explains in the Pirush in the Mishnayot, it said, if you read the Torah, you see that we have a lot of people, tall people in the Torah. We don't have them today. Right? Gova, the height of people that use that, the Torah explains sometimes, and Midrashim and Moshe Rabbeinu was so tall, and Adam HaRishon was so tall, and people in the Torah, the height was unbelievably tall than today. Today we don't have that. Now, why is it like that? Because in order to understand that, we have to, as I said before, the heart and the brain, they have to be connected together in order for the neshama to work, right? Now, as taller as you are more stupid. Because that takes a long time for the heart and brain to connect, and therefore this is what they say. People that they are tall, they are not chachamim. The people, and you see, if you look at all the gedolei Israel, most of them were short. Right, a lot of them were shorter than I'm not talking about tall the way we are today. They were not this size. Talking about 7, 8, 9 foot tall. Those type of people, they is not an advantage to be there. Don't want to be there. Don't play too much basketball. But the Gemara also, the Rav Chaim Plagi says that people that they get a lot of kavod and they learn Torah, their brain works faster. And therefore, they have more connection to their neshama, and as much as you get your brain to work, your heart and brain are going to be connected faster, and you get. If a person just sits and it doesn't get his brain to work, then your neshama is dead. Understand? Neshama is something, is a chelek eloki, something that Hashem gave us in order to do good things with it. If a person doesn't do anything, just sits there and turns off the brain, then you are not functioning as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to function. And in order to do that, a person has to learn Torah, he has to get the brain to work. This way your neshama is also working better. Another thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world is it created male and female, right? So what is the situation with male and female? The Gemara tells us, the Sefer Chassidim tells us that the women they have a shorter life than men. This is normally that's the way it works. Why is it like that? Because the Gemara says on Sechet Ketuvot that Isha mistakenet beleida. The women are get to sakana when they have children, childbirth. They get they are more sakana than men. Now also the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says that when a person is created, Hashem is going to make a gezerah, how many words you say, how many steps you take, and how many people you are going to see. This is a gezerah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes before a person is created, comes into this world. Now, this is, has to do with us. In other words, if a person decides that they're going to talk 5 million words, you could talk 5 million words in a day also. And some, or a person could say 5 million words and talk in 100 years. Depends how many words you talk, and how many steps you take, and how many people you see. Based on that, the life span of a person is connected, it has to do with that. Now, when you see the men have the inyan of learning Torah, when they learn the Torah, their lifespan is much bigger, because the Torah is not the words that you get out. The words that the Rabbi Chassid said that you have to say are the words that have nothing to do with Torah. But when people talk, and they talk about things that has nothing to do with learning and Torah, that shortens a person's life. Now, if you read the Torah again, you see that the lifespan of people that they used to live was much bigger than the lifespan of today. We have people, they lived under 75, under 80, 500 years. We have people that mamash lived so many years. Nobody in the time of with the Torah, nobody lived 70 years old, 70 years. Nobody lived to be 50, 60, 70, 89. Everybody lived to be under 75, under 85. Before Noah lived to be 900 years old. Right? What happened? Why the lifespan shortened after the Mabul, or after the giving of the Torah? So the Mefarshim explain the sechel of the people that they lived then, they needed that many years to accomplish what Hashem wanted it to accomplish. In other words, Hashem expected of them much more than Hashem expecting of us. Therefore, they had a longer life to accomplish what Hashem wanted them to accomplish. We don't have that. Hashem does not have that expectation out of us. Therefore, our life is shorter, and the what we Hashem wants from us to do, we could do it in much shorter lifetime than the people of those days. But we have, and there also another reason that the Mefarshim give is that people that they lived before, they had to come out from the scratch. We don't have to. We have our job is much easier. We have everything set and ready for us. We could learn and we could get to the bottom of it, and we don't need as much as of life to get to everything that everybody needed. We have as much easier, and we could accomplish and get to the point much faster than anybody else was. Therefore, the lifespan of people today are much shorter than the people that they lived years ago. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that we know that the Adam, man, was created out of the dust, and women created from the bone. There's also another thing Gemara says, that when a child is born, if the child is a boy, faces like this. When a child is born as a girl, faces like that. I don't know if it's true. Anybody knows? Anybody paid attention? Okay. Anyway, this is the Gemara says. The Gemara says this is the way the person is born. Now,
excuse me.
The question then. The other thing also is that forgetfulness to women is much more than the men. And the reason for that is because the women are made of etzen. They're made of the bone, and their kasher bone is hard, and therefore they have that teva, they have that nature that they forget much faster than men. But the other side of it is the women are bina yetera, their understanding, and their understanding of everything is much better than the man. There's two sides to creation of men and women. Rav Ben Ish Chai says that today the way that the boys and girls are born, that principle does not apply today. Everybody would be born face up or face down. The rule does not apply because the teva, the nature of the creation, changed, and we don't have that rules anymore. Now there is another thing about boys and girls. The men are more rachmanim; they are more merciful than women, and the children are more connected to their father, as they look up to the father because of their rachmanim. They don't want to get in trouble. When they get into trouble, they go to their father, right, more than to their mother, right. And this is because they are more rachmanim. The boys are more, the men are more rachmanim than women. The other thing is that is the question also is, if a person, if you have a child and you have a grandchild, who are you more connected with? Who do you want? Who do you like more? Do you like your children more, or do you like your grandchildren more? But the teva, again, the nature of a person is that you like your children more than your grandchildren, because you are more connected to your children than to your grandchildren. But this is what the Gemara says. Zohar HaKadosh says, a person deep down loves his grandchildren more than his children. The machloket Gemara and Zohar HaKadosh. Then you have to figure out yourself what do you have. Now, this up to here, I talked about the teva, the nature of a human being. And I want to talk about something else. All that is important to understand if there anybody lives outside this world. Now, what about if you have, is there a concept at all that a woman could become a man? Is the concept like, I'm not talking about changing, I'm talking about becoming by itself. Right? Is it possible that the woman automatically becomes a man? So the Sefarim explained that it is possible. That it could become like that by themselves, they could become a man. Now what's the raya? The very interesting proof for that. Every day we make Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Melech HaOlam Shelo Asani Isha, right? We make Shelo Asani Aved and Shelo Asani Goy, right? Three brachot we make. A Goy and an Aved every day could happen to you. You understand? Every day a person could become Shmat, could change himself, or could become Aved. Therefore, every day this barakah applies. You have to make a barakah today. Hashem didn't make you a bet. Today, they make me a goy. But what about Isha? Isha, one time you make a barakah, you finish. It's over. Why do you have to make a barakah every day? They say because it is possible that you are not women. Every day that you go through, it could change. A person could change from being a woman to a man every day. Therefore, every day that you make that bracha, it applies every day. It's not a one-time deal. That's one proof. The opposite also true. That's right. The opposite also is true. There was a sefer that was written in Turkey by Rav Chaim Plotzi's son. And the name of the sefer is Yosef et Echav. That's the name of the sefer. He said it's a theory question that he asked. He said, what happens if a woman becomes a man? Is this person, does he need a get? or this person, does he make a bracha in the morning that Narsha Pachani Leish, that he changed me to a man? Or what bracha does he make? What does this lady make? The bracha that, or vice versa? What does this man now makes a bracha? What's going to happen to somebody like that? He says something very interesting. He says, זה הדבר שתיקה יפה לו. It's better not to talk about it. כיוון שאינו דבר המסוי. It's something that doesn't happen, וכשיבוא לפנינו נידון. When something like that happens, we'll deal with it. But this is what he said. But later on, the years later, when the Rav Tzitzel Eliezer, when he brings this sefer down, he says, today it's possible. Right, it is possible that somebody, I'm not talking about changing their sex, I'm talking about that by itself it changes. The question, therefore the halakha, if something like that happened, what do you do? You have to treat them what they became. In other words, if a man became a woman, or a woman became a man, the status quo of this person is a woman or is a man. It cannot be ignored the whole thing because it happened by the nature. It happened by HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. You have to treat them the way they are. Now we know in the Gemara the Gemara has a term andorginos, right? Andorginos. It says, what is that? It said 1 month they are man, 1 month they are woman. This is what the Gemara. And if we look at Shulchan Aruch and Rambam, they have an halacha regarding andorginos. Yes, today there are people like that today. We don't hear of them because it's very private. Nobody talks about it. But there is something like that. There is a concept like that. That people, they change by themselves, or they are 1 month like this, 1 month like that. Then in halacha is as a lot of ramification. How do you deal with people like this? What is their status? Are they man? Are they woman? Are they need to sit there in that machine? They need to sit here. 1 week they sit there, 1 week they sit here. They go up to Torah. They go up there. Well, how does it work? Do you count them to the minyan? Don't count them to the minyan. They could be somebody 1 week is sitting in the man's side, another week is the woman's side.
But physically or mentally?
But physically. I'm talking about physically. Mentally, I don't care about mentally. Mentally could do whatever. Mentally, there's a lot of people that are out there that are not this, not that. People are, they could be anything. But I'm talking about physically, they change. Now, if this happened, then every time that happened, you have to treat them based on what they are now. Understand? In other words, if somebody became a woman, then cannot sit on the man's side. They have to go to sit on the woman's side. You cannot use them as a minyan. You cannot count them minyan. You count them the other way. Now, what would be halacha if they change themselves? They go to the doctor and they change themselves. That's different than that happened by itself. If they change by themselves, then the psak halacha of the gedolim of this generation is nothing changes. I don't care what they do. The man became a woman is a man. A woman became a man is woman. That halachically doesn't change anything. The Rav Tzitzel Eliezer says that if something like that happened, let's say a man became a woman, then the question is the halacha of dressing, putting dress, the new stick, applied to them or no? That he said regarding the halacha of lo ilbash, kol isha, negiya, and ichut, you have to treat them as a woman. And also, if you have a man that changed their sex, became a woman, then you as part of the halacha that they have to dress like a woman properly. They cannot just like a man. They cannot just pants or things that the man would wear. Or if they want to sing, they cannot sing. Like the man allowed to sing, but if somebody became a woman, cannot sing. But everything else, they have the lalacha of a woman. Now the question would be, what would be what would be the halacha that that if man became a woman, that she has to cover her hair, or they doesn't have to do that? That it says that Rav Eliezer says that we don't have to do it. But the shaila is, what is the neshama of this person? Is the neshama of this person has a din of a man, or neshama of this person is the din of a woman? If you change yourself, then your neshama stays the same. If it was changed by itself, then the neshama also changes, but based on what the Kodesh Baruch Hu does. Okay, now there is something that Sifrei Kabbalah bring. They say that somebody was born ben hashamashot, right? If somebody was born between ben hashamashot, which is
not day nor night.
Not day nor night. That's right. They say about 13 minutes during the day. That is considered ben hashamashot. If people that are born like that, this could happen to them. So therefore, you make sure that you don't go to labor ben hashamashot. Now, let's talk about the halacha of people that they have two heads, or people that have two bodies. What would be the halacha regarding them? The Gemara tells us that if people have two heads, let's say somebody gave birth to a boy at two heads, and you want to do pidyon haben. You do pidyon haben with 5 selaim or 10 selaim. The Gemara there says that you have to give 10 selaim. You have to give 2. You have to give for 2, and you have to give, instead of normally we get 5 coins for pidyon haben, for this you have to give 10 coins. that the Midrash also tells us that there's something like that happened in Shlomo HaMelech's time, and they wanted to know if this person is two people or one person. Shlomo HaMelech took a hot water and put it on one of the heads, and the other one also screamed. And he said they are considered one person, one human being. They are not two human beings, they're considered one. Now, the question is that what about tefillin? If somebody like that, if you know somebody like that, does he have to put 2 tefillin or 1 tefillin?
So he has one body. He has two heads, one body.
Not 2 heads like that, but they have two bodies. So he put 2 one or body. 1 tefillin. The Arab Berish Chai says that that because they are considered one, they said the Gemara only talks about pidyon haben. So regarding tefillin, they put only on one head. They don't put, because they are soft called soft, they are considered one. And that's what happens if, let's say, they want to get inheritance. They get 2 inheritance, or they get 1. Therefore, they died. They get double inheritance or 1. Rabbi Nishkai also says they get only 1. Because this end of the day, they are only one person.
So do they have one nishma?
That's all the questions. I have to finish. Okay? Now, what would be the halacha if their bodies are attached? This is the head. What about if the bodies are attached? The Midrash Talpiot says that there was a case like that. There was a case like that, and the two sisters, that their body were attached, and one of them wanted to get married, the other one didn't want to get married, and one of them got married, the other one died, and there was is very difficult to have people like this that are part of their body is attached to each other, and it's not clear is they're considered 2 or they're considered 1. Now, Rav Ben Ishchai, again, he has this chakira, he tries to research this, and he says, people are like this. You know that you are not allowed to marry 2 sisters. Now, what about if you want to marry 1 of them? What's going to happen to the other one? Right? How are you going to marry 1 without marrying the other one? And that's the question he asked. Also, he says, if you want to, let's say you want to marry them. You give one ring or you give two rings? What do you do? Right? He says, the question really is, or let's say, if it's a male, are they considered two people for a minyan, or they consider one for a minyan? Right? The question that is trying to understand is, are they considered two people, or they consider one? If we understand this question, then we could figure out answer for all that. So Rav Ben Ish Chai comes out, Lema'aseh, he says that Lema'aseh, they consider two people, right? And the Raya that he brings, he says, they consider one person, not two, one person, and the Raya that he brings is that if you have a woman that the fetus in there, she has a fetus, and that you kill that woman, are you killing two people or killing one person? And the Gemara says, by killing a pregnant woman, even she's in the ninth month, you kill only one person and kill two, even though that the fetus inside is full grown baby, they consider only one because it's attached to the mother. And therefore, he says also, Rav Ben Ish Chai says, if you have a people that half of their body are attached to each other, they consider one person. Therefore, because of that, there is a teshuot that they say, you are not allowed to separate them. Because once you separate them, you're going to kill them. And you are not allowed, it's not considered two. And therefore, halachically, you are not allowed to do that. But 30 years ago, over 30 years ago, there was a case in New York that from family had babies that part of the two babies, their heart, they were attached to each other. And one of them had a half, the other one also had a half. The question they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, are they allowed to separate them, or they have to keep them like that? So Rav Moshe then passed that you are allowed to separate them, but it's not possible. Every case is different, and you have to ask a she'ela to what to do. Therefore, the halacha is, the Shevut Yaakov says, if there are two heads, they consider two people. If they are two bodies, they consider one person. So head is the most important part of a person. And if that's two, that means there are two people. Now, we know also, there's a saying that people, they come from monkeys. Everybody says it. Is that true or is not true? So the Gemara tells us, Masechet Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that Dor Aflaga, when people they build the tower to go out to Shamayim, after that Hashem punished them and part of those cities became monkeys. Okay? The Sefer HaDorot says from here is a raya that the people came from monkeys. And though the saying that people say that it is possible that people came from monkeys, it's not totally out of, it's not true, there's a truth to it. And he says that it is possible that people are look like monkeys. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is that, what happened to these monkeys? Where do they go? We think that you see a lot of movies that the people are look like monkeys. They look like they have the part of their body is animal. The head is like a human being, and everybody thinks that it's fiction. It's not true. It's not much true. There are places like that in the world that Hashem created Adam, human beings, that part of their body is like animals. The head is like a human being. Now, where do we see that? The Gemara tells us, Masechet Chulin, the Gemara says that everything you see in this world, Yabasha, in the dry land, you see the same creation in the ocean. In other words, any type of the human, any type of the animal that you see in this, in the dry land, exactly the same thing you see it in the ocean, except Khulda. Khulda, Gemara says, they could only find them in this dry land, you cannot find them in the ocean. Now, Khulda is a type of an animal. Now, what is the Rav Chida explains that there is a dog, there is a fish that that they live in the ocean. They call them Srinya, right? He says from half up they look like a woman, from the rest of them they look like a fish.
Yeah,
right? There is something like that in the ocean that you could find. There's also, they brought down that in the ocean there are a lot of fishes that part of them, half is of people, humans, and the other half are fish. And the old creation that you see here, the same creation, you see them in the ocean, they could, they exist. Now, Zohar HaKadosh explains that there are seven medurim, there are seven levels to the dry land. There's this land that we live in, but there are six more under here. Okay? Now in this, the six arasot, the six more that they live under us, they have all kinds of humans, they are all kinds of animals, they are all kinds of creatures that they live in these places. And this is what Zohar HaKadosh says. The name of these places also Zohar HaKadosh says, and said they call Eres, Adama, Arka, Gaya, Nasha, Saya, Tevel. These are the name of the lands that they live on top of each other. This is the highest, but there are six more under this land that we have. He says also, the Midrash brings, he says that there are 365 different creatures that they live in the other lands except this land. Midrash brings that they once brought something like that in front of Shlomo HaMelech, and that creature that brought in front of Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech poured hot water on his head, was from a different land, wasn't from this land. And therefore they say that below here there are creatures that they live. Now we also believe that this world that we are living in is 5770 71. This is the year that Hashem created the land. Now is it possible that there was other world out of this world and they wiped out? The Gemara Masechet Shabbat Sechra Chagiga, and they says there were so many different worlds kodem Beriat HaOlam. There was other worlds that they were before this the world that we are living in, and they all got destroyed, and therefore Hashem created this world Yesh Me'ayin, from nothing. So therefore what we need to know is from this point on. So the Stifler said that we as human beings, we have to only worry about this world. We are not allowed to look what happened before, what's going on before, and what's going to happen after. All our akhra responsibility is to know what's going to happen to us, and so what's our shaykhut to this world. This is what we need to know. So therefore the Sefer Tiferet Israel says that whatever is nogeya to us, whatever we need to know, we are allowed to look into it. Whatever is not nogeya to us, we shouldn't look into it. As not everybody agrees with this Tiferet Israel, the Lemaaseh Stifler says that the person should not get into this type of thing because it could go crazy. There's no way to understand it clearly, and people they could even think there's dinosaurs, right? There are things that until today we thought that is impossible. It's impossible for animals to live and they have the face of a human being. Or the face could be animals and the body could be human being. But it is possible. It is there. Now, the Shaila is there human beings in the other worlds except this world? What I mean by the world? In the moon. So that, the Zohar HaKadosh talked about that. That we have a proof from the Zohar HaKadosh if there is there any living or is not living. Now, there is a Sefer, they call Sefer Abrit. It's a very important Sefer. Somebody could learn it. It's one of the important Sefarim that the person, every Jew, should use it. This Sefer is the Sefer of philosophy. And it's written for 200 years ago was written, but it has a lot of information in that Sefer. He said, the Sefer Abrit says, that some people want to say that they are living in stars. And he said they want to bring a raya from the Gemara, Masechet Moed Katan. The Gemara there says, Arur Yoshveh. Right? The people that they live in the other world should be cursed. Why? Because they didn't come to help us when it was a milchama, it was a war, they didn't come to help us. And that the Gemara Sefer Abrit says that the management from this Gemara, some people want to say that, you know what, there is living. Why didn't they come help us when we were in the mess? But he said in the end that nobody lives in Kochavim. There's nobody lives up there, because if Hashem wanted, Hashem created human beings to have Bechira. Yeah, you have a right to make a choice. And if Hashem wanted to create anybody that to have a choice to do things right or wrong, He would create them in this world. Why would He create them in Shamayim that they are not able to do the mitzvot? Hashem gave us 613 mitzvot, and He wants us to keep the mitzvot. If we would create somebody outside this world in the Mars, how could you do the mitzvot? One of the things that we cannot do is Birkat HaLevana. How could you make Birkat HaLevana if you live in stars? You cannot see the moon. This halacha would not apply to them. Right? So it cannot be that you live here. Hashem would create you, put you in a place that you are not able to do the mitzvot. Even one mitzvah. If you cannot do, then you cannot live. Or the mitzvot of tefillin, to see the order, if you live in a by the sun, always is day, right? How could you do the mitzvot if you're living in the place that is impossible to do the mitzvot? That's the tefillin. There are a lot of other mitzvot. There is no gain only to this world. There is no other way that you are able to do it if you would live in the other world. Therefore, the question really becomes to be, is there a creature living in other world? So based on what I said, that's why it was important for me to give you that information, because if there are people living under us, there are different type of human beings, there could be different type of human beings up there also, not human beings. And there was, they have a face of an animal, they have a body of an animal, they have a face of a human being. As us, as human beings, as the way we are, it cannot be in an outside this world, but it could be like any other creature that they live below us, or they live in the ocean, that could be they living up there also, because they are not considered human beings. Okay? Now, Rav Sharabi, he brought a beautiful raya from Patach Eliyahu. We read Patach Eliyahu every day. Sephardim, they read Patach Eliyahu every day. Right? He says, the Patach Eliyahu says, "Uba'ar'a ilanin, v'dasha'in chayot be'ema b'ne adam." So this clearly said in Zohar HaKadosh that the human beings could be only in this world. They cannot be in any other world. Therefore, this is the proof from the Zohar HaKadosh that those that they say there are people live in another place, it cannot be, because Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem gave us the mitzvot for us to keep. Hashem also created Adam to have Bechira. They have a right to make a choice. And the only way they could make a choice, if they live in this world, to make a choice. If they live in the other place, they don't have that Bechira to make. And therefore, it cannot be that other people are living in a different world than this world. But again, it's possible that the same way people are living under the ocean or different worlds under this world that we are living in, and they have different shapes, they are different creatures, they could have the face of a human being, but the neshama, the sechel, the heart and all that that the, us human beings are made of, they don't have that. If they don't have that, they are not mechuyav b'mitzvot, and because they are not mechuyav b'mitzvot, they are not human beings. If you don't have the sechel, the neshama of a person, of a human being, and you don't have the face of a human being, you don't have the make up of a human being, you are not a human being. And if you are not a human being, you don't have the Torah, and if you don't have the Torah, if you have the mitzvot, then you are something else. I don't know what you are. And this could be in a different world, but us, it cannot be in a different world. Question.